Breathless Peaks by Adriana Dane, a contemporary erotic romance, now available from Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. 11,000 feet above the ground, in the company of a rugged, masterful man, experienced in climbing to the highest peak. The mountain and the man were what Heidi remembered so well and yearned for still, and what she had turned her back on so long ago. Now she was back, and he was more than ready to take her to the breathless peaks she remembered so well. But first there was a matter of a little discipline for leaving in the first place. Chapter 1. They both called to her, both wanted her total attention. The feeling was like being drawn to two possessive lovers, neither one willing to let her go, neither one giving an inch. No matter how far she ran or how deep she tried to hide, they wouldn't let her be. Not really. She'd always felt their presence. There were times when she thought she'd won, but those times were fleeting. Like a sharpened nail of silvery metal, she was drawn by a powerful magnetism she fought against daily. She was weary of the fight. She wanted to simply let go and go back, to bend to their will, to give them what they wanted, what she needed. If she went, would she lose her sense of self? Would they press her between them and suffocate the life from her? Every time she thought about them, her heart beat faster, raced like a ticking bomb ready to explode. The heat of remembered contact coursed through her like an avalanche that she couldn't fight, and she was swallowed whole, buried alive. Not any more, not now. She loved them both, more than she should. Both left her breathless, always wanting more, needing it, and nothing could change that. They offered the challenge that was missing from her life. They made her strive to reach her personal best without excuses. They both drew the ultimate experience from her, pushing her far beyond what she thought she could attain, until she reached that sublime summit, and the cost, whatever it might be, was well worth it. They made her more than she was, pulled her outside of herself, molded and shaped her in ways she wouldn't have thought possible. Even now her body responded to the memory of them. They both sought to master her, make her theirs alone. And she had wanted it more than anything that summer long ago. She'd been taken by both of them and loved every moment. She'd left because she thought she'd lost who she was, who she was meant to be. She'd seen it happen to her mother, to be so overwhelmed by the possession and then to be tossed aside, secondary to everything else. A marionette who had been abandoned, lying useless and forgotten, as they turned on each other, dueling, battling for supremacy. And she'd watched as her mother was left behind time and time again. She'd vowed that wasn't going to happen to her. No matter how much she wanted to stay, her survival depended on her leaving. And so she had. But she'd left parts of herself behind, her heart and her soul. She'd never realized until just now exactly what she'd done when she'd run from them. She'd always tried to rationalize why she'd left, why she'd turned her back on them. And it had worked for a long time, but now the wall was crumbling, and she was afraid of what that would mean to her self-preservation. Maybe it was the reminder of mortality that had done it. She didn't want to end up like her mother, with a broken heart, and always hoping that things would change, and then, when time had finally run out, living with the burning, endless pain of regret. Can't go back. Even she could hear the desperation in her voice, and she was certain her mother could as well. No one's forcing you to, Heidi. If you can't do it, then you can't. Loreen looked up at Heidi without expression. Her mother had always been very good at hiding her feelings, especially when it was time for her father to leave to return to his mistress, to the peaks that pulled at him relentlessly. This is the last thing he's asked of you, or will ever ask. Heidi dropped her head, her eyes burning. Hugh Rivers had been on a rescue mission when something had gone wrong, and he had died on his beloved mountain. He and Heidi's mother had formally separated years ago, but when the news came that he'd been killed, it was the first time Heidi had seen her mother break down and cry. Her mother took a deep breath. "He's left you his half of the business, and it would be best if you went back, if for no other reason than to settle things. Colt deserves that much from you, Heidi. You need to face him. Take your time before you decide. If you don't want the business, then you need to at least let him offer to buy you out. 6 months, right? That's the way Dad's will reads, isn't it, Mom? Her mother nodded. Yes. If you don't adhere to the terms, the business will automatically be left to... Her voice trailed away. Heidi knew exactly who inherited if she didn't want any part of it. Last year, her father had taken a young lover who was half his age. Mora had started working for him as a part-time guide during the busy summer season, and apparently during the winter spent the time warming his bed. She supposed she didn't have any right to question what he did. He and her mother had been separated for long enough not to think they would ever get back together. But she'd always hoped that one day... I know who'll get it, Mom, and he knew I wouldn't let that happen. It should have gone to you, not to her. She felt the bitter bile rise in her throat. She knows a lot more about the business than I ever could. He always hoped you'd go back, that you'd take an interest in it. Heidi jerked her head and fixed an unbelieving gaze on her mother. He seemed to be quite content with the way things were. He missed you, Heidi, and Colt missed you, too. When I'd call the office and he answered on occasion, he always asked about you. The hair stood on end on Heidi's neck. She shivered at the thought of Colt. Pivoting away from her mother, she walked across the room in an effort to outdistance the memories. I doubt he missed me. There are plenty of starry-eyed women who would just love some attention from a rugged guy like him. Her stomach roiled at the thought of thinking him in bed with anyone else. She shivered and tried to get control of herself. She curled her fingers, remembering the way he'd looked the last time she'd seen him. Naked, rock-hard muscles, pressing her onto the bed, his cock filling her, hammering into her. Her cries of release as he rode her, pushing her to the summit of 10,000 feet, leaving her breathless, gasping with pleasure. Heidi yanked herself back to the present and turned around to look at her mother, her heart racing, like she'd just skied a vertical slope down to the finish line. Her mother had an odd expression on her face as she stared back at Heidi. You're not me, Heidi. I never understood the pull of that damn mountain. I loved your father, but I never understood that call. You're different. You do. It's in your blood, just like it was for him. But you fight it harder. Her gaze pierced Heidi. Is it just the mountain's call you're fighting, or is it something else? I think you need to go back and find out. The problem was, Heidi knew exactly what the problem was. Both of them called her, pulling at her, every single day she'd been gone. If she went back, she could end up just like her father, a sacrifice to the mountain. And to the man, a small voice inside her head echoed back. I'll think about it, Mom. You have time, Heidi, but not a lot. You have to make a decision by the end of the month. I know, she whispered raggedly. And I will. She knew the truth. The man in the mountain wanted her back. Once they'd claim her, they'd never let her go. And she had a feeling her days of freedom from the compulsion were just about at an end. Breathless Peaks by Adriana Dane, now available from Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. For information on other stories, visit www.adrianadane.com.